Look what your Bible says in verse 20. You cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. By the way, you want to know what the ultimate oxymoron is? A casual worship service. Just being cash with God. Thou fool, do you know the object of your worship? I would sit up straight if I were you. No man can see me and live. John 1:18, no one has seen God at any time. John 6:46, not that anyone has seen the Father. 1 Timothy 6:16, God alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. 1 John 4:12, no one has seen God at any time. How did Isaiah respond when he came into the temple in the year that King Uzziah died and he had a vision of God? And who even understands what all was taking place other than he saw the Lord Adonai high and lifted up and his train filling the temple, and he heard the seraphim crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth is full of His glory." Back and forth, back and forth. And the thresholds of heaven began to shake. Isaiah said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined. It's over. I'm sure to die. There's no chance for me to live through this encounter with God." And when the seraphim took tongs and picked up a hot coal and began to fly towards him, and Isaiah, I'm sure, it's over. He's just going to torch me. He's going to shish kebab me. I'm going to die right now. I've seen the Lord in His holiness. I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Nobody can live through this.